Today's daf in Masechet Gittin is daf Lamed Beis, and we're holding right at the beginning of the Halak Perek. So we're holding Baruch Hashem, Perek Revi. Hashaleach get liishto v'igia b'shliach. Somebody sends a get to his wife, and he bumps into the shliach, or he actually sends somebody to chase after the shliach. He sends another shliach after him. And when he bumps into him or when he reaches him, he says to him, hey, you know the get that I gave you? Forget about it. Then that get can no longer be delivered by the shliach. And for that matter, if he bumps into or he runs ahead himself to his wife, before the shliach gets there, or he sends a shliach to his wife, and he says to his wife before the shliach arrives, get sheshalachti lach batelhu, pay no attention to the get that I sent you. In all of these four cases, hareze batel, the get is indeed not going to work, and she will not be migureshet. However, imishi higia get liyada, once the get comes into her hands, Shuv eno yachol avatlo. At that point, he can't be mavatl. Now, obviously, the Gemara is going to ask what the chiddush in that is. Obviously, once you give a get, the get is not going to be able to be canceled. Now, Berishona, it used to be before the days of Rabbi Gamliel that if somebody was caught in this kind of situation where he had sent a get to his wife and he was in a different city and it was inconvenient or impossible for him to reach the shliach, he could convene a bezdin wherever he is, and he would go and he would yaoseh beitin b'makom acher, should say. So in another location where he happened to be, he made a bezdin, and he was mevatel the get in front of the bezdin, and that way we would know that the get that arrived to the woman wasn't really a get by the time that it had arrived there. Hitkin Rabbi Gamliel azakein. Rav Gamliel Azakein made a takana that you're not allowed to do this. Shelo yosinke mipnei tikun olam. How can we allow you to make a get batel, and the person who brings the get doesn't know that it's batel? The woman who gets the get doesn't know that it's batel, and she goes ahead and she gets married based on what appears to be a perfectly good get, and has no idea that in some place in Timbuktu, you made a Beit Din, and you were mevatel to get in front of that Beit Din. It's a disaster. So because of that, Rav Gamliel Azakein prohibited this. Now we're going to see whether that actually works, and she gets married to somebody else. It's nonetheless, it would be a kosher get. And we'll see how such a thing would be possible. Now, you'll notice that the Lashon in the Mishnah is not that he chased after the shliach. If it means he chased after and caught up with the shliach, then the correct word would have been to say v'higi'o b'shliach, and he finally caught up to him, to the shliach. But when you say v'higi'a b'shliach, that simply means you bumped into him. Now, it's a little bit strange. You know, it's the way I feel about the schnorrers, you know. They're walking along the street, minding their own business. Your video is off. Hello?
Yeah, it is broke off.
Okay. All right. And, okay, you all right? Anyway, you're walking by the street. These guys are talking on the phone. What? Or whatever they're doing. And then all of a sudden they spot you, you know, and you look like a likely target of opportunity. So now all of a sudden they switch modes. Now they're in schnorrer mode. Why not? I see a target. Let's see if we can make some money out of him. That is absolutely the worst. I mean, who wants to give money under those circumstances? Mela, somebody's collecting tzedakah, I understand. Somebody decides to collect tzedakah because you look like a likely target. That doesn't sound like the real thing. Now, the same thing is true over here. What we're saying is he bumped into the shliach. What do you mean? I mean, this is a pretty important question, isn't it? Like, are you going to give your wife a divorce or not? So because you happen to bump it, oh, by the way, you remember that little get I gave you to give to my, did you give it to her yet? No? Well, forget about it. It's not a good get.
Never mind.
I mean, in under such circumstances, I mean, that would mean I feel a mamela, and it would be teaching me, v'lo amrina letzeureyu dekamechavim. I mean, the first thing that would strike me under those circumstances was that the guy sees a target of opportunity in his wife. You know what? Why not put her through a little bit more hell? So she's been waiting for 10 years to get this get, you know? She thinks she's got it made. Ha! What a wonderful thing. I bumped into the shliach. Let me screw around a little bit. Hey, you know what? That is no get. Forget about it. Yeah, the woman falls apart, hires the lawyers all over again, just to put her through hell. So therefore, I wouldn't take him seriously. Kamash Balan, that even so, if they, we don't say that, let's see who they're going to be. Okay, so then, if that's the case, why do we need Osh Shalach Acharav Shaliach? I mean, obviously, if he specifically wanted to run after the guy, he sent somebody to catch him, you know, I mean, maybe over there is a bigger Kiddush, Lamali. I mean, obviously. No, I'll tell you what the Kiddush is over there. Kiddush over there is that Ma de Tema, Lo Alima Shlichuta de Batam, Shlichuta de Kamet, Liftele. How do you know that if a person made a Shliach, he can be Mevatel a Shliach by making another Shliach? It could be that a Shlichut, there's no greater validity to Shliach B than there is to Shliach A. And you cannot be mevatel one shliach with another shliach. If you mevatel him yourself, you can be mevatel the shlichus. Kamash malan, therefore, says the Tana, it doesn't matter. You can send a shliach after him and be mevatel. And what is the chiddush in the third case? Where he himself comes to his wife. Why do I need that? Lomali. Yeah, because ma'od etema kilo amrin letzuri komechavein is hani mile leshliach. Look, in the first case, he met the shliach. All right, so you know what? I mean, it's like so many steps until his wife. It's no fun to screw around with the shliach. I mean, if he wants to put his wife through hell, I understand. If he meets her, he wants to put her through hell. But I mean, long distance, it's no fun. So, but in the case where he actually gets to his wife, then Enoch Hinami, I could say that it's Litzurik HaMechavim. So where do we say we don't have to, we don't think that it's maybe only to put her through hell? That's Hanimil L'Shliach. Aval L'Dida. I see the target is not the Gemara. Oh no. The target is not the table. Oh no. The target is the kitchen. Bishlama, if one comes in 5 minutes before the daf, I understand. Anyway, so if he meets the woman, and today he doesn't even have a cover, like normally he brings me some, you know, it should look like it's me that the concern is, but I'm... But the wife herself, for sure he only wants to be Mitzayer. Vay, Litzuri, Kamechavim, Kamash Malan. Okay, but then why do I need the next case? And I seem to have covered everything. You have to add in the Mishnah, or he sends a Shliach to his wife. I mean, what is that at? No, because Ma'od Detema, you know, I would have said like this. He's not going to go to the trouble of finding his wife just to make her miserable. But, I mean, to send somebody to make her miserable, that's not so much trouble. So, okay, maybe he doesn't mind. So, he's not going to go to all that trouble to catch up to her just to make her pain. But the shliach, he's paying the guy to go. He doesn't care. Let the shliach go to trouble. So, over there, I should think that vadei litzuri komechavim. Kamash Malan, even in that case, we're never cheshesh, that the change of heart about the get is only there in order to cause pain. But, once she gets the get, he can't be mevatel the get. I should hope not. I mean, how in the world, I don't understand. What, 50 years later, a guy could be mevatel a get? What's the difference, 50 years or 1 second? I mean, the point is, once the get is delivered, the divorce is chal. Well, what kind of chiddush is this? After she gets the get, he can't be mevatel the get? A two-year-old knows that. Ah, but the case over here is that this guy has been frantically chasing after. He's running around, bumping at people in the shuk. Have you seen my wife? Have you seen my wife? And he catches up to her just after the shliach hands her the get. No, I didn't want to deliver that get. Right? So I might have thought that since he was mahadir aleha mi'ikara lebitulei, he's trying to catch the shliach or catch his wife to make sure that it should be mevutal before it gets to her hands. So I might think that that's sigloi milta lemafreya. I now see that clearly the man did not have das to be megarisher. In which case, it should be mevutal and it shouldn't be a good get. Kamashmalan, it remains dvarim shebelev. The fact that we know that he didn't mean it is meaningless. You can't retroactively change the status of a valid shlichut and a valid document by now retroactively are finding out that you would have preferred not to give it at the time. That's like any other dvarim shebelev inam dvarim. The fact that now we know you had those things in your heart, it's not our knowledge that makes the difference. It's the articulation that makes the difference. Was it at the time articulated? No, it was dvarim shebelev, and therefore makes absolutely no difference. Tana Rabbana. Now the question is, what precisely did the guy say? So we say over here, get shenatati lecha batelhu hareza batel. That was the opening. So now, if the guy would have said, batelhu efshi bo dvarav kayamim, this get is batel, I don't want this get, then that works. But if he says this get is a get pasul, no, it isn't. I mean, is it or isn't it? We'll check it out. No, it's not a get pasul. The guy's just trying to make trouble. So over there, where he says, no, this isn't a get. Yes, it is. It's a perfectly good get. You can try to assert that it's not a get, but you're talking nonsense. So therefore, lo amar klum. And that doesn't change the status of anything. Wait, so now you're saying that the word batel is a reference to the future. In other words, batel who means I do hereby cancel that get. Not that you're trying to say the same thing that you said when you said it's a get pasul. You're not saying, oh, this get was batel. No, it wasn't. But that's not what it means. It's this get is hereby batel. That's what you're saying. And that's how we're taking it, and therefore it's a statement that works. And it at least cancels the shlichut. We'll see later on if it cancels the get or the shlichut. But in any event, it would work. So you see from here that batel is a lashon of the libat deal mashma. It means in the future. It shall be hereby batel. The problem is that Rabba Bar Abba quoted Rav Sheshes, or some say actually it was Rabba Bar Avua who said the din, that mekabel matana she'amar la'acha shebat matana liyado. Somebody sends a gift. Now, some of these gifts are white elephants, and the last thing that you want is a white elephant. And the guy says, after he's holding the gift, he says, matana zo mevutelet. Or he says, tibatel. Or he says, ef shiba. Lo amar klum, because it's too bad. All that he's trying to say over here is that from this point on, I'm canceling this gift. I don't want a white elephant. Well, it's too late. You already took the gift and were kind of. However, if you say the words bitela yi eina matana dvarav kayamim, which could only mean that the word bitela yi is a reference to the past, not to the future. He's not saying it is hereby batel because you cannot make a matana betela. You could only say, do not mistake my accepting of the package from FedEx as being a willingness to hold on to it. I only took it, shalom, not to be kind of it, and to return it with the next FedEx driver. So it seems from here that the word betela is bedafka, not it is hereby betela, because then it wouldn't work. It means that the word betela is mashma, it was never meant to be a gift. You can forget about it. I never accepted it. But by the same token, if he would have used that lashon by the get, then it would have been the attempt to say the get is pasul when it isn't pasul. So this is a contradiction. Does it mean it shall be hereby batel, or does it mean it's always been batel? Make up your mind. So from here we see Alma batel is mashma meikara from before. Amar Abaye, look, there's oftentimes that we find that a word can be ambivalent and it's defined by its context. And that's exactly what the case is over here. The word batel means either of two lashonot. It's shtei lashonot mashma. Depending on context, it's mashma that it is batel, meaning prior to my statement, and my statement is explaining to you what its status is, but it's mashma deliftil, that it is hereby in the future, from this point on, batel. So it all depends on the context. Kabe get, when the person needs to be mevatel the get in terms of his statement from this point on, he means it in a lishna demahane beka'ama. In whatever way the word is effective, obviously that's the way that the person is using it. Gabe matana. And when it comes to a matana, where his attempt is to make it clear that this was not a gift, lishna demahane beka'ama, he's using the word in the sense of it weren't nothing. Omer Abaye, by the way, says Abaye, we have a very fascinating Kabbalah from my Rebbe, and Naktinan, that a shliach of a matana has exactly the same din as a shliach haget. And what would that mean? Nafkemina lo'olech lav kischidami. Remember that the shliach matana is in a very different position than a shliach haget, because the get, for him to be mekabelet for the woman, is not considered to be a schut, as we said earlier. But a shliach matana, if somebody's sending $1 million with you for George, I mean, the first thing you would think of doing would be, you know what, I'll be kind of this on George's behalf. So then that would be zechem adam shlo befanav, before the guy can change his mind. And yet here, Abaye is saying, but that is not the case. That actually, the guy can change his mind up until the time that the person receives the matana, just like he can change his mind up until the time that the woman receives the get. So that what this is saying is that the word, heilech matanazu, is similar to heilech getzu, and it does not mean bin zoche in it, but rather just be heilech it. Hello, hello. Calling all cars. Because we hate Bezek. They're awful as can be. Nothing's bad as Bezek. It's bad for you and me. Yes. So, that would mean that Heilech is Lav Kischi. So when you tell a Shliach, bring this $1 million check, you mean bring it like a Shliach Olacha and do not be Kona it for him. Ravina, Ashkechel Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, that Koli V'koi B'Ibra D'Dasha, V'koi B'Boile. So Ravina finds Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak sitting in the Beis HaMidrash, being very confused. And when people got very confused, they would sit and swing on the door, and, oh, gosh, what the heck? I don't know what to think. So what was he asking? He wanted to know whether the Lashon that we've been talking about, which is Batel, is, I understand, can be used as it means to be Batel at this point. But how about if you didn't say Batel who? You just said this get is Batel. Now, I mean, if you say Batel who, that sounds very much like a proclamation. This document is Batel, Batel who? But if you just say this get is Batel, it sounds much more like it's a reference to the past rather than the future. It's not as formal a statement. And therefore, he wanted to know whether I could even use a lashon of batel as future, as the Mishnah says, instead of saying get ze batel hu, mau, teku. Om Rav Sheshes Varmna b'mat nita tana, get ze lo yo'il. Suppose he says, this get shall not be effective. Lo yatir shall not be matir this woman. Lo ya'aziv. It shall not be effective to get her away from me. Lo yishalach. It shall not work to send her away. Lo yigaresh. It will not be megaresh her. This get shall be as a piece of cheres, a useless piece of pottery, or kircheres. It should be like a piece of pottery. All these cases, dvarav kayamin, because he's making a declaration as to what he wishes it from this point on to be. But if he says, this get a no mo'il, this get doesn't work, this get a no matir, this get a no ma'aziv, this get a no mishaleach, a no migaresh, this get is cheres, this get is like cheres. No, it isn't. Lo amar klum. He did not make a change. He's trying to tell us something that is simply not the case, and it's completely meaningless. He bo'iluhu. How about if you say it as a proclamation? This get harehu cheres. Now that sounds very official. Can proclaiming that harehu cheres actually change its status? Mahu. Formerly Ravina, the Ravacha Bered the Rover, some say it was Ravacha Bered the Rover, said to Ravashi, what do you mean? That is the Lashon that we use all the time to effectuate a change of status. Why would that be any different from saying, Harehu Hegdash? That is classic Hegdash. Harehu Hefker. It's classic Hefker. So Harehu Cheres is classic Bitul HaGet. Why not? You're proclaiming what you wish it to be. Now the question is, all of these Lishonot, how exactly did they work? Were they an actual deconstruction of a valid get? Or were they a giloy dat that he no longer wants the get to be delivered? So does it affect the instrument that we call a get? Or does it basically affect the shlichut by changing his desire to have the get delivered? So there was no vinatan. But, I mean, there was still a katavla sefer kritut. And therefore, the question is, if he changes his mind and decides to actually deliver the get in the end, chozeru migarejbo or eno chozeru migarejbo, can he use this get in the end or not? Rav Nachman omer, chozeru migarejbo. Rav Sheshet omer, eno chozeru migarejbo. So here we have a machlokas as to whether the bittul helped for the shlichut or the bittul helped for the get. And the halacha is like Reb Nachman, who says, chozeru migaresh bo. You did not affect the actual get by being mevatel the get. You just made it clear that you don't want the get to be delivered. Ask the Gemara, is that true? That it actually remains a kosher get, it can be used 10 minutes later? V'akaymalan, don't we also have a hilchata kavate de Rabbi Yochanan, who says that in a case where somebody says, "Hitkatshi li b'mo'ot ha'elu li'achar shloshim," and she accepts it, and then she changes her mind in the middle of the 30 days. And she says, "I've changed my mind. I didn't realize what a slob you were. Now I don't want the Kiddush." Then in that case, it is, in fact, Chozeret. Now, before the Chalot, she can be Mevatel the Kinyan Kiddushin. So if that's the case, why can't he be Mevatel a Get? What's the difference between Get and Kiddushin? Says the Gemara, what do you mean, what's the difference? What's the comparison? There's no comparison. There is no instrument of Kiddushin. There's an instrument of divorce. So basically over there, by Kiddushin, we have a question of her acceptance of the Kinyan and her unacceptance of the Kinyan. So it's both of them are a Dibur, and it's a way of expressing what your relationship to this Kinyan is. Yes, no, no, yes. I mean, whatever. A Dibur can be Mevatel a Dibur. So Ati Dibur, Mevatel Dibur. But over here, it's all very nice to say that he doesn't want the get delivered. But by what mechanism was he capable of affecting a change in the status of the instrument called a get? So Gita Gufe Mika Batil, was he ever Mevatel the actual power of the get? Now the truth is, it's a machlokas we've shown him here about whether that means it's not possible to be Mevatel a get, because what would be the mechanism of being Mevatel a get? It's a perfectly kosher sefer kritut. The fact that you change your mind later, how does that affect a get? Or whether this is a reading of his intent in terms of the bittul of a case where a get was mishulach by somebody, and that it only means that he did not intend to be mevatel the get. Why would he? But perhaps he can. Now we'll have to keep our minds closely attuned to the sugyot that are coming to see if we can find any indication about whether this would work, and if it would work, how would it work to be mevatel a get? Yeah, but we're not talking about a shtar here. We're talking about the Kabbalah. We're talking about kesef that he sent to her. Right? Yeah. The cases. So we said Barishona, it used to be before the lovely days of the Takana of Rabbi Gamliel that people could give a get and be mevatelet. So Rabbi Gamliel Azakain came along and they said you can't be mevatel in front of Bezdin. So what would be in those days that the Barishona haya oseh? Bifnei kama haya mevatlo. This is how Rashi understands it. That the question is a very theoretical question. That being, as the Mishnah says, it used to be. So even though it is no longer, but what would be in those days? Which is a rather strange kind of way of asking the question. Bifnei kama mevatlo. However, there is a very different way of learning, which is that there is a nafkamina la'alocha, and we'll have to see over here what the din is bichlal legabe if you went ahead and you did give that get, right? So if that's the case, then the question over here could be, what would be the halacha if you gave it bizman hazeh? Then, as we'll see as a machlokes, what would have been considered to be sufficient bittul? In other words, it's all very nice. Rabbi Gamliel said not to, but he didn't say if you did, that it wouldn't be a proper bittul. So that means that it would still have halachic implications. Okay, what would it be? That would be the evet, be a bittul get. So this is the question of how it is that we're learning later on. Said if you're mevatel bifnei kama, bifnei shnayim, it would be b'dieved batel, or bifnei shlosha. So that was our question according to Tosfos.
Are we still talking about the instrument or the shlichut? What is being mevatel here?
The shlichut, so far. Right now, it's mashban. This is the way the Rashba learns. It's mashban from the Gemara that you wouldn't be able to be mevatel again even if you wanted to. Even if you said beferish, I want to be mevatel to get. Because we're saying, how could Dibur be mevatel amaisa? That's the simple meaning, even though many Rishonim argue. But that's the way the Gemara reads Bepashtis. But whatever, however it would work, I mean, whatever the din would be, you were able to do bifnei bezdin. So you could be mevatel to shlichus bifnei bezdin. If it's shaykh to be mevatel to get, you could be mevatel to get bifnei bezdin. But does bifnei bezdin mean literally, like a properly constituted bezdin? So it means dafka, you would have to have three people? Or what? So itmar. Itmar. Bifnei kama mevatla. How many people in the good old days, or according to Tosfos, nowadays according to Rebbe, how many people would he be able to be mevatel to get in front of? Two or three? Reb Nachman amar bifnei shnayim, Reb Sheshes amar bifnei shlosha. So according to Reb Sheshes, you need a proper beis din. Reb Sheshes amar bifnei shlosha. Well, if you know how to read the Mishnah says beferish, hayao said beit din b'makom acher. I don't understand. Does not the word beit din mean what it says? It means you need three people. Bifnei beitin katani. Reb Nachman amar bifnei shnayim. Why? Because I'm going to show you that there are times that you can have two people, even though in terms of dinei mamonut, it's true that there are specific sizes for batei dinim for specific purposes. That's true. But that doesn't mean that for bittul get, that if it isn't three people, it's not called a beit din. I'm going to show you that for certain purposes, we refer to two people as a beit din. And that's what it means over here. Why would we need three people? And therefore, since le beitre nami beit din kari lu, it's perfectly all right. And here's my example. On Rav Nachman, you know, I mean Allah. It's mamish a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, in terms of the Prusbel that we all just wrote recently, that the Lashon is, Mosrani lifnechem, ploni uploni hadayanim shebamokom ploni. Now last I heard, one ploni plus another ploni equals two plonies. And that means that we're talking about a beit din of two people. Rip Sheshes. I don't understand what the heck is wrong with you. And the Tana is supposed to go around saying, ploni, uploni, uploni. It's a good thing we don't need 23 for a prisbel. For heaven's sakes, the Tana is supposed to be kiruch l'lishiv alezel. Obviously, if it's a bezdin, and you're saying bezdin shibamokam ploni, then you would have had to say ploni, ploni, ploni. Except how silly do I have to sound? It's just the way that you say, so the list in Hebrew is you always list two. That's all. Whatever it is, then the list works itself out. What am I, an Avon man? They're supposed to be saying we've got rouge, lipstick, eyeshadow, and I mean, for heaven's sakes, we've got things, you know.
Have a
mean
of what?
I'm sorry, I don't think I'm feeling well enough to catch it today. Oh my God. I definitely needed that comic relief today, let me tell you. That one is so many steps. I think Barnea is pedaling faster. Right. Amram Nachman. Okay, let me try again. You know what I mean? I'll show you another place where we find two people are called the best. That's not. Hadayanim, getting back to the Prusbo, it says Hadayanim Chotmim Lamata O Ha'edim. So either the Dayanim or the Edim sign underneath the Prusbo. Now, what do you mean, either the Dayanim or Edim? I mean, if you did it, tell me that one is three and one is two, I mean, that's two totally different things. It's mashma, you're referring to the same signature, and the signatures, so the signatories, are either the Dayanim or the Edim, but it's the same signatories. You got two signatures. The question is, whose are they? Are they witnesses or are they Dayanim, right? I mean, that's how I read it. My love, Dayanim, Dumya Deidim. I mean, if there are two signatures for Edim, then that means if the signatures here are of the Dayanim, it's not going to look different. It's just going to be different people. So ma edim shnayim av dayanim nami shnayim. V'rav sheshet, boo. Meaning, that you call a raya. It means either two people sign as edim, or three people sign as dayanim. Man, oh man, I see you're getting desperate, Rav Nachman. Ask the Gemara, then, I mean, what is the point of saying that dayanim or edim can sign? I mean, I certainly don't need both of them, right? So the point is, if Edim can sign, obviously Dayanim can sign. So what is it telling me? Hakamash Malan, the Loshna Katuv Beloshon Dayanim V'Chatme Edim. It doesn't matter whether you write a prusbo referring to the witnesses below, and in rather referring to the Bezdin in the upper part, and then in the end, Edim sign. And it doesn't matter if you write the principle itself referring to the Edim, and in the end, the Dayanim have sign, it would be kosher in any way. So as we saw when we went through the principle together, you can have Mosrani, Lifnechem, Ploni, Veplonia, Dayanim, and so on. And then you have the Dayanim underneath. Or you can write Edut, Aya, Lefaneno, Ba, Ploni, and so on. Lifnei Dayanim, and then the Edim sign. Okay? But Lamais, it doesn't really matter which Lashon you use, and who indeed the signatories are. Hashaleach get liish tov yigia b'shliach, o sheshalach achrav shliach v'amar lo get shenatati lecha batelu. Harei ze batel, kidei metzel ishto, o sheshalach etzlat shliach, v'amar la get sheshalachti lach batelu. Harei ze batel, im mi sheyigia get liada, shuv eno yachol levatlo. B'rishona, haya ose beitin b'makom acher, u'mevatlo. Hitkin Rabbi Gamliel as a kain shloya hu osin kain mipnei tikkun olam higio lo katan yale higia, which is mashma you just happened to bump into afilam emela v'lo amrina letziuri u'dekamachave o sheshalach achrav shliach lamali ma'o detema lo alima shlichute debatra mishlichute dekama deliftaleka mashmalan kodam hu etzel ishto lamali ma de tema ki lo amrin letzirika mechavin anemi leshliach avali de davare letzirika mechavin. So much fun. Kamashmalan o sheshalach etzel shliach lamali ma hu de tema yehuda lo torach adaita letzure. But what does he care if the shliach is matriach lo yichbat like itorach? So there vare letzirika mechavin kamashmalan im mishi higia get liyadain. And he's desperately trying to catch up to her. So mal de tema igloi milta lamafreya de bitule batle kamash malan that it's dvorim shebelev. Tana rabbanan batel hu if she bo dvorav kayamim pasul hu inogate lor maklum. So you're trying to say lememra de batel is a lishon of the batid the livatel, it should be batel mashma. I thought Amar Rabba Baravu Amar Rav Sheshet, or some say it was Rabba Baravua who said that a mekabel matana she'amar li acher sheba matana liyado, that matana zo mevutelet tibatel if sheba lo amaklum betela hi ena matana dvarav kayamim alma batel is mashma mikara. Amr Abaye, the truth is that batel is mashma shtei lishon, not mashma. It's mashma the batel, and it's mashma in the future the li batel. So gabi get lishta de bahani kai make amar, and gabi matana lishta de bahani make amar, and that indeed the context is completely definitive. Omer Abaye Naktinan, a shliach matana is the same as a shliach haget, and the guy can change his mind. And the nafkamina is that it teaches you, heilech is lav kishi. Ravina Hashkel, Ravnach, by Yitzchak, the Tolik, v'koy birba de dasha, v'kami boy lay, what about just saying batel? Not saying batel who? So like there's no legalese at all. It seems like you're telling a story. So what's the din there? Take them. On Rav Sheshes, I'm loving Matanita Tana. Get ze lo yoil lo yatir lo yaziv lo yishalach lo yigaresh yecheres yikicheres door of kayamim. But if you're commenting on the way the get is, and you're saying this get a no moil a no matir a no maziv a no mishaleach a no migaresh it is cheres it's kicheres lo amaklu iboilu harehu cheres mao. Why would it be any different than saying Areo Hegdesh, Areo Hefker? Okay, suppose you do this. Can you be Chozer Megareshbo or Eno Chozer Megareshbo? So Rav Nachman Omar Chozer Megareshbo. Rav Sheshet Omer Eno Chozer Megareshbo. V'yilchata kavati de Rav Nachman. Eni v'kaimelon yilchata kavati de Rav Yochanan. The Omar by Kedushin, that she can change her mind. Well, obviously, I thought I would like to marry you, and now I've changed my mind. But where was he ever mevato the goof of the get? Rav Sheshes Amri Bifnei Shlosha, it says so. It says Beitin, and it says Hayah Oseh Beitin B'makom Acher. Rav Nachman Amri Bifnei Shnayim, because there are places where the Mishnah will call Beitrei a Beitin. Beitrei Nami Beitin Koilu. Amri Rav Nachman, let me show you. Minoam, Minoah L'gabi the din of a Prisbal. The Tran Mosrani Lifnechem. Ploni V'ploni Adayanim Shemakom Ploni. And Ploni V'ploni is 12. Rav Sheshet. Oh, to Taniki Rucha Lichshev Lisa. Obviously, the three people. If he calls him a bezna, Omer Rav Nachman, Minoah, the Tzan Vadayanim Chotmin Lamata Oedim. I mean, that means that it's the same thing, right? Dayanim Dum Yedei Edim. If the Edim are of two signatures, so the Dayanim have two signatures. Rav Sheshes, Nu. Mile Ayre. Hakid Ita. So Lamalu Lamitne Dayanim and Lamalu Lamitne Edim. Kamashman, the Loshna, Katuv Beloshon Dayanim, Vachatme Edim, Beloshna, Katuv Beloshon Edim, Vachatme Dayanim, it's still a kosher prisbon.